with SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orbeck says the winter storm that brought heavy snow from the mid-Atlantic into the Northeast has moved off the coast, but a second storm is developing across the middle portion of the country.
There's winter storm watches and blizzard warnings and winter storm warnings out from the southern high plains up towards the upper Mississippi Valley and also across parts of the Northeast. At the same time, we anticipate this storm's going to have a lot of rain effects with it, flash flooding potential.
Flood watches are out for much of the Mid-Atlantic region, along with winter weather advisories for the Blue Ridge Mountains and the Appalachians. Also at SRNnews.com, it's still not clear whether Republicans will succeed in winning new border concessions from the White House. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
GOP Senator James Lankford says he and other negotiators hope to release a text this week summing up their efforts at a compromise. He admits coming up with a bill that can pass remains a long shot, considering it has to pass muster with a Democrat-controlled Senate, a Democrat president, and a Republican-controlled House. Conservative House lawmakers are still demanding inclusion of H.R. 2, their border control bill that passed the chamber with no Democrat support back in May. Bob Agnew reporting.
At least 21 people have been injured in a gas explosion at a downtown Fort Worth, Texas hotel. The Fort Worth Fire Department responded to the Sandman Signature Fort Worth Hotel following that explosion and blew a large hole in the lower portion of the building. Reports say at least one of the injuries is critical, two serious. United Airlines says it found loose bolts and other problems on a key part of its grounded Boeing 737 MAX 9 jetliners. Planes are being inspected after federal officials grounded MAX 9s after a plug used to replace a door blew out of an Alaska Airlines MAX 9 Friday night. This is SRN News. Americans are weighing in on transgenderism.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 54% of the general population believes that people pushing for the so-called rights of transgender individuals have gone too far. 43% disagree. 80% of white evangelicals agree that transgender pressure groups have gone too far these days, as do 67% of white Catholics and 57% of white mainline Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Muslim terror group has killed three more Christians in western Uganda. Members of the Allied Democratic Forces organization carried out the killings just a week after 10 people were murdered in the same area. The ADF also operates in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Ugandan officials say that they're working with DRC leaders to try and track down those killers. Muslim terrorism has been on the rise in sub-Saharan Africa. This is SRN News. More illegal immigrants are entering the U.S.
About 2,000 migrants have resumed their journey through southern Mexico after participants were left without the papers the Mexican government appears to have promised. The original caravan of about 6,000 migrants from Venezuela, Cuba, and Central America started walking on Christmas Eve. But after New Year's Day, the government persuaded them to give up their march by promising they would get some unspecified kind of documents. The migrants wanted transit or exit visas that might allow them to take buses or hop trains to the U.S. border. But they said Monday they were given papers that don't allow them to leave the southern state of Chiapas on the Guatemalan border. Keith Peters reporting.
Secret Service makes an arrest after a car rammed the gate at the White House. Secret Service personnel are investigating. The American Red Cross facing a severe blood shortage, and they're urging people to donate by offering a chance to win a trip to the Super Bowl. More details at SRNnews.com.